6. Friday afternoon, K News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970. 1140, 1250. The Desert News Talk Superstation. My name is Paul Marshall. Filling in for another 2 hours, and then we'll see where it goes. Happy Friday, by the way. One more hour, and the weekend officially begins. And I wish I could tell you that I could take it easy this afternoon, but a lot of people want to talk about it. It was an easy topic. I avoided it deliberately, but quite frankly, it's Friday afternoon, and I needed something easy to talk about. And thank your deity of choice for the state of Arizona for making it so easy to fill talk radio airtime. The governor of the great state of Arizona, Jan Brewer, signed into law a measure that officially makes it, under state law of Arizona, to be in the country illegally. What that means now is that the police will be charged with enforcing said law. And as practice to enforce said law, police officers will be required to question people about their immigration status if there is reason to suspect they are illegal. I would like to see how many pale-skinned, freckle-faced, red-haired suspects of illegal immigration get pulled over in the state of Arizona. Governor Jan Brewer might as well have said it is illegal to be Mexican in the state of Arizona. Can you imagine if they tried to float a law like that in Detroit? And they said, well, you know, we have to pull you over. Why? On suspicion of being Nigerian. Oh, Arizona, Arizona, Arizona. Always first with the bigoted, racist, ignorant viewpoint. I submit for your approval Senator Russell Pierce of Mesa, who brings up a very valid point. Illegal is illegal. That is his quote. Illegal is illegal. Illegal immigrants are illegal. And I believe, look, I don't think that illegal immigrants should get driver's licenses. They're going to drive anyway. They don't need driver's licenses. Why should we spend the administrative cost? I don't think illegal immigrants should get the rights of American citizens because they're here. What? Illegally. Great. But when Senator Pierce follows up a statement that is legitimate, illegal is illegal, with a statement like, we'll have less crime, apparently, I'm a logic guy, and I believe, is it the distributive axiom? If A equals B and B equals C, then A must equal C? Is that the distributive axiom? I don't remember. In any event, I know that logic dictates if A equals B and B equals C, then A must equal C, right? Using Senator Russell Pierce's logic, if somebody is in the country illegally, they are committing crimes in our neighborhoods. Wow. I had no idea. Luis and Coachella, are you, or is it Luis? I don't want to be culturally insensitive. Is it Luis and Coachella? Welcome to K-News. Luis, you there? I guess not. Apparently I'm culturally insensitive. That's all good. I just think that that opens up a huge can of worms, man. You cannot subjectively pull over American citizens or non-American citizens. When we start entering a police state, we start saying that the cops can just pull over people randomly. Uh-oh! Fourth Amendment! Unreasonable search and seizure! Oh, you just know. And you know, there are people, and this is the thing, as much as I respect the ACLU for what they do, ACLU and a good amount of attorneys are going to use this situation to exploit. Oh, you could tell right now. Look for the Jim Sokolov ad on later on tonight. Have you been pulled over in an unreasonable search and seizure in the state of Arizona? We'll get you $750 million. Because that's what's going to happen. We're going to profile somebody, you know, two Mexican-American, Latino-Americans, persons that don't look like they belong. Again, we're going to have to... You know, in order to understand the suspicion of being here illegally, there has to be a standard for what a legal American citizen looks like. Can you see the danger in this? It's very scary to me. John in Indio, welcome to K-News.
How's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey, I think you're taking this. I don't think it's meant to be like a first action. I think it's meant to go with something else.
What do you mean? Go ahead.
Well, if you did a traffic stop or if the officer went to a noise complaint and he asked for ID, and because I know I've done it and I've gotten a Guatemalan ID, and that proves, you know, then you could investigate the aspect of whether they were here illegally or legally.
I haven't seen the wording of the bill, but the way it is being explained is it just says requires local police officers to question people about their immigration status if there is reason to suspect they're illegal. That means that it doesn't mean that they get pulled over for another crime. Like, remember when the seatbelt law was, it wasn't enforceable unless you got pulled over for something else. Then they would say, well, if you got pulled over for something else and you weren't wearing your seatbelt, they could get you, but they couldn't just pull you over for the seatbelt.
This law right there with suspicion of, and with suspicion, it's like, you ask for, I mean, anything, you show up on a noise complaint, you ask for ID. And right then, if you're getting a different country's ID, or if they don't have an ID, then that's suspicion right then, and then you can investigate it.
I understand that sort of suspicion, but that's not what it says. It says if there's reason to suspect, and reason to suspect they're illegal needs to be concrete and uniformly defined. It doesn't seem that it says that.
I'm just giving you an example of
that. And you're right. You're right, and I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I think that if somebody is involved in a an altercation, or if you somehow encounter law enforcement and you ask, but see, again, this sort of gets back into the Fourth Amendment for unreasonable search. Because
no one's going to pull someone over just because they looked at you. The legal aspect just won't come down on you is going to be insane.
Oh, you're out of your mind. I get pulled over all the time because I have long hair. That's reason to suspect.
There's another reason for it. It's not.
No, there isn't.
For that.
There's statistics that show that if you drive a red car, you are more than likely to be suspect and targeted for speeding.
Okay, well, you're looked at again, and there's another infraction that's found to initiate, the stop.
Of course there is. Because there would never be a situation where anybody is pulled over just because.
Any police officer worth his salt can find somehow you're in a traffic violation within 7 minutes of following.
And if they don't, then they just get out of their car and they pull their gun and they put it up against the head like they did, like that cop in Indio did to the tow truck driver, right? What was the probable cause there?
Yeah, well, there's always bad apples.
Well, exactly, and that's what this law now gives the bad apple reason to be a douche. You know the movie Colors? You remember the movie Colors when Sean Penn was just whacking people with his billy club for no reason? This excuses that.
Well, there's safeguards. I mean, you got cameras everywhere. I mean, they even have cameras on tasers now.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways to stop it, to keep it in check. But I don't think that it would be hard to justify a stop on just because they didn't look American. Because, I mean,
but
no
this law
DA
justifies
would even
it.
Try to prosecute that.
This law now justifies that, though, the way it's written. At least the way I'm reading what they're putting there, this says that a cop has a reason to suspect that you're illegal. That's the only reason. It would require, if they think that you're not here, if you're standing outside a 7-Eleven drinking a Slurpee, dressed like a cholo,
it's saying if you have probable cause to suspect that they're illegal, then yes, but you have to have something that gives you probable cause.
Exactly.
And just the way someone looks isn't enough.
Apparently, according to this law, it says. I mean, that's what I'm worried about, and that's the only thing I'm trying to do.
Well, it's the same thing. Like you can't stop someone that's dressed like a cholo walking in Indio because
four guys dressed like cholos walking through Indio will get pulled over, and you've seen this happen. The police do it. They do it in LA all the time.
Well, being detained and being questioned are two different things.
That's an unreasonable search and seizure. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. We have no. We are under no legal obligation to identify ourselves to the police if we've done nothing wrong.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. So if a cop comes over and says to you, let me see your ID, you have the legal right to say no.
Yes.
And then they arrest you for failure to comply with the orders of a police officer. It's an unreasonable question. The cop has no right to stop you randomly and say, let me see your license, let me see your ID.
No, it can't. And if that happens, I mean, that's a simple complaint. I mean, that's just, I don't think it happens as much as you're making it out to be.
In our country, as much as I would agree with you, I mean, philosophically, I agree with you. We're in agreement, but I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
No, I've run into them too, cops are that way, but I mean, I'd have to say, especially here in the Valley, most of the time, I'd have to say they side the other way.
And that's okay. That shows a little bit of tolerance, and I think the police officers show more tolerance than they're normally given credit for, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you for calling. 760-416-8475. You want to take part in the discussion this afternoon, you can do so. Also, toll-free, 888-589-6397 outside of Palm Springs. My name is Paul Marshall. You are listening to KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Oh, yeah, I'm air drumming. You are, too, right on your steering wheel. It's one of the best air drumming songs in the history of rock and roll right here. Go ahead, try it. Feels good, doesn't it? Friday afternoon, 420, KNews Radio, 94.3 AM, 970, 1140, and 1250. The Desert's News Talk Superstation, Paul Marshall taking you through a Friday afternoon. Appreciate you listening to the guest hosting du jour, and I appreciate you taking part in the conversation this afternoon. I wanted it to be a lighthearted show on a Friday afternoon. I got news starting off the show that Bret Michaels, lead singer for Poison and contestant on The Celebrity Apprentice, is now in ICU under intense watch and observation, apparently bleeding from the brainstem. Those hair plugs got their revenge. Knew they were. I'm sorry, that's too soon, and it was classless, and I'm better than that. No, I'm not. I hope he's well. Bret Michaels is actually a class act. He's a good guy, and he's raising money for the American Diabetes Foundation. And quite frankly, I might have to tap into some of those funds if I continue to drink soda the way that I do. Dave and La Quinta, welcome to KNews Radio. How are you this afternoon, Dave?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Hey, I'm calling to applaud Arizona for taking a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that the idea, the concept is pure. I like the idea that we're going to try to at least enforce some of the immigration laws, but I just think that when you allow the police the loophole, and I'm not saying, and again, you know, if you've listened to me, you know that I'm a pro-police guy. I think the police do a tough job.
That's what you say, but that's not, unless you're playing devil's advocate, but that's not how you're sounding today.
What do you mean?
Well, first off, I'm coming from 26 years of law enforcement background.
Okay.
I don't think you've given us the credit that we deserve.
How so?
I think that we know that when we contact somebody, there's going to be certain indicators that are going to lead us to believe that these persons are illegal or not. As far as your example of Cholo sitting in front of 7-Eleven, hey, as a police officer, a public servant, I can contact the public. I can walk up to them and say, hey, how you doing?
Yep.
And talk to them, engage them in conversation.
Sure.
And if I'm a smooth enough talker, I can get them into conversation, and through that, I will learn. I've gotten people to say, yeah, I got drugs in my pocket just by talking to them.
No, and I understand that, but again.
So that's not violating their Fourth Amendment right.
It is if you just ask for ID randomly.
This information just because I have a gift to gab.
If you try to obtain their information.
You made a generalization about people pulling you over for long hair. I think if that's the case, you got a valid, really valid complaint, and you should make it.
Yeah. But are you there?
Over from something else, and you felt that you got pulled over because you have long hair, and I suggest maybe you go out on a ride along with the police department and find out how we really contact people, find out how we really operate. That way you'll be better informed in how you make your discussions on the radio.
No, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your right to disagree with me. You also made an assumption that you don't realize that I have family that are law enforcement. I've been on ride-alongs. I've seen what happens. I've seen what happens, and I appreciate that, and I understand interacting with the public. I understand that that's sort of an investigative technique, and you try to get people, you can disarm them with verbal techniques, and you don't have to come along strong and try and be, you know, that guerrilla tactic. I get that. But the way this law is written and the intent behind the law leaves so much interpretation that it does actually put you, the law enforcement official, in a very difficult situation, because the first time somebody does get pulled over for suspicion of being an illegal immigrant, and they are an American citizen, you know the ACLU and every douchebag defense attorney ambulance chaser is going to jump on board, and they're going to sue under the Fourth Amendment.
Well, they do that anyways. Even when we
right.
have valid legal reasons to do it, they'll do it anyways. It's just a tactic in order to get us to stop pestering their clients who may be drug dealer, dirtbag, gangbangers.
So what would be, as a law enforcement, and we don't know your last name, so you're safe to say this, as an ex-law enforcement official, what would be reason to suspect somebody is in this country illegally?
Well, I think your one of your callers a couple ago was very astute. Hey, we're gonna show up someplace, we'll either make a vehicle stop for, you know, suspecting drunk driving or running a traffic light or go into a family disturbance, and while we're talking to them, we're going to learn stuff about them. We're going to, and if you go out, you will see that there's a distinction between dialects people, you'll be able to tell right away if the person is illegal or not. And you can ask questions.
If you get those
answers, then you can act upon it. We do it now with ICE. We run into people when we're out doing raids of sometimes, or we run across people during investigation. We call ICE in. It's the same thing, except now they're extended to it. Personally, I think what Arizona did was put the government on notice. Hey, we're tired of waiting for you to do something about this problem. We had a rancher killed. It's going to only get worse. You got not publicizing the thousands of people that are getting killed on the border, and so now we're going to do something that's going to force your hand to do what you're supposed to do as your job and act in the best interest of the country.
And I agree with all of that, and actually we have been publicizing the fact, or at least I have. I can't speak for everybody, but well, you know, this is one of the things that I talked about when we were making jokes on 420 about legalizing marijuana and all the drug deaths that happened about that. Yes, there are a lot of people dying on the border states between the United States and Mexico, but I'm waiting to see when this law in Arizona, waiting to see when an Arizona police official or a peace officer stops and questions a suspect. And you mentioned to me regarding it's a vehicle stop, okay? Now we've got a vehicle stop, and you question people, and in the process of interrogation, you just said to me, we hear a dialect. Now what happens if that dialect is an Irish or a Scottish brogue?
It's going to be the same thing. You're going to be able to ask questions, use the gift to gab. If it leads you someplace, it leads you someplace. If it doesn't, then you let it go. And you always know that if you run into these people again, there'll always be another opportunity.
Is that the spirit of the law, though?
Enough credit. It's a game. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You don't risk bad precedent in law just to make an arrest. And hopefully policy will dictate that with the police department, and you have good training, and that will go on. It happens all the time. You know somebody's holding drugs, but I can't get in their pockets. So today they get to walk. Tomorrow may be a different story.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for the call. And you raise very valid points. And if I'm coming across like I'm not informed or I'm not giving the police a fair shake, that's not what I'm trying to do. All right. I find it when a lawmaker makes a statement like, we'll have less crime, we'll have safer neighborhoods, because we're going to enforce this law because we have the right. The illegal aliens, there's, you know, the correlation between illegal aliens and your neighborhoods being, more dangerous, I think is a foolish notion. I think it's a foolish assumption. I think it's ignorant thinking. And Senator Russell Pierce should have probably thought a little bit harder before he chose those words to use, because if A equals B and B equals C, if you're an illegal immigrant, you're committing crime in my neighborhood, according to Senator Pierce. And that's absolutely wrong. It's ignorant. And I disagree with it fundamentally on every level, as a matter of fact. Jamie and Banning, welcome to KNews Radio. How are you? Jamie?
Good.
How are you?
I have food for thought for this illegal search and seizure call.
Sure.
You know, it happens here in California all the time.
Right.
The DUI checkpoints, that's unreasonable search and
there
seizure.
There is a
random.
And there's one coming, by the way. It's good that you mentioned that. I've always found it weird that they announce that there's going to be a DUI checkpoint, but there's going to be a DUI checkpoint in Coachella on Saturday night from 7 o'clock to 2 o'clock. I'm going to tell you where it is, too, because if they can set them up, we can tell you about it. So here you go. If you are in Coachella on Saturday night, 7 p.m. starting till 2 a.m., so plan your drinking accordingly.
It's still illegal search and seizure. Here's another thing.
Absolutely, and
you're
right.
I worked on the railroad for 31 years. I was subject to random drug tests.
Uh-huh.
I never did anything like that, but they could draw me off into the bathroom and make me tinkle into a cup.
Well, I think
if I was using drugs.
I think that there's a difference there, and I think there's a line that's crossed there, and that is if you work in an industry where the public safety is in question, I don't have a problem with demand. I don't care if you do drugs outside of work. But
right.
If you know what I mean? Like if you're at home and you want to do blow and smoke meth or whatever it is that you want to do when you're in the privacy of your own home, that's great. But where they cross the line is if you're on the duty. And how many times have we heard stories about pilots that have come to work drunk and train operators that have been coked out and, you know, I hate to say it, but truck drivers that do speed because they have to lie on their logs because they got to get their load across the state quickly. I mean, that's a little bit different. If your occupation involves the public safety and the public goodwill, then I don't have a problem with a random drug test. I'm sorry. I disagree with you on that one.
Well, I wasn't saying that I didn't disagree with it. I just said that now here's the point. Now, if public safety and public interest is an overriding interest over an individual's constitutional right about search and seizure, mm-hmm. then certainly the illegal immigrant issue is of overriding public safety.
Yeah, I just,
we have a credible problem with it. So I, either way, if you want to keep on random drug tests and a DUI and the test for the for citizenship, they're all really the same thing. You can't really have it both ways.
No, and I agree with you. And that was something that I said right at the outset of what we were talking about. Thank you for the call, by the way. When we started this discussion, I said, look, I don't know what the solution is because this is such a convoluted and complex issue that I don't know how we're going to resolve it. On the one hand, I agree with the enforcement of the illegal immigration laws. I agree with it. I think illegal immigrants should have to sign the book and contribute. And I think, you know, part of me thinks, yeah, you should round them up and take them to the border and send them on their way. If somebody is in your home uninvited, you will remove them. Right? Someone comes into your house uninvited. What do you do? You're out. Get out. That's what we say. Get out. The United States is our home, and illegal immigrants are uninvited. On the other hand, I don't think there's any correlation between illegal immigration and the crime rate in the neighborhoods in Arizona, Senator Pierce. It's time for a CBS News update. It's KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. .435 Friday afternoon. KNews FM 94.3 AM 970. 1140, 1250. Desert's News Talk Superstation. Residents of Arizona right there. Megadeth, Arizona. True story. Ben Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, from Arizona, the great state of Arizona. Probably carries a gun. Unlicensed, unregulated. The Wild West is happening in Arizona. And Governor Jan Brewer just signed into law a bill... Excuse me. A bill that, in effect, allows police officers to question your country of origin. And I understand that. I get the idea of trying to enforce illegal immigration laws. I just don't get the idea of how you define suspect as illegal immigrant. I'm waiting for the first Scottish, Irish, Eastern European, Australian, New Zealander, somewhere from one of the places that is traditionally not looked at as them. You know what I mean? Nobody has a problem with El McPherson. No one has a problem with Jane Seymour. No one has a problem with Craig Ferguson. Okay, a lot of people might have problems with Craig Ferguson. But we certainly have a problem if you speak a little like this. Or perhaps you speak like this. There are certain people that we absolutely target as being one of them. They don't belong here. They're not supposed to be here. They're taking our jobs. Defining them is now really subjective. And I'm waiting, I'm hoping that somebody gets pulled over in Arizona and they catch, I want them to catch an illegal immigrant from Scotland or Ireland. I want to see if the police department in Arizona is being trained to spot, how to spot an illegal immigrant. If he's wearing a plaid shirt that is buttoned starting at the neck and opened at the waist, tan dickies, a belt, and the top of his underwear might be showing, perhaps that is, you might be an illegal immigrant if you speak with a weird accent. You might be an illegal immigrant. Floodgates are open. Dave and La Quinta, welcome to KNews Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am well, Dave. What's up?
Well, a couple things. One, I'm a white guy married to a Mexican woman.
Okay.
From Mexico.
Good for you. Score.
She has dual citizenship. And my son is half and half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my problem is this even happens in California. We stop at the border check between Brawley and Palm Desert, down there at the Salton Sea.
Right.
And the first thing they do when I roll down the window, they ask your citizenship, and then they ask if they can search your car. They say, can you roll down the back windows to your truck so I can search? And I tell them no. Then they say, well, pull over here to the second search. And if you don't want to let us search and give us access, then we'll find another reason. You must have something to hide.
Right.
And I tell them, well, yeah, I got something to hide. I got my Fourth Amendment rights to hide from people like you.
Right.
And what makes me even more mad is the guy who's trying to violate my rights is a Chinese guy working for the federal government.
Well, we are in debt to them. We do have to do something.
It's unbelievable.
And again, I don't want this to come across in any way, shape, or form as racism, because I think racism is stupid across the board. But when we get into a subject like this, when we talk about illegal immigration, it's got to be enforced all across the board. And that means, you know, if the Arizona Police Department chooses to pull over, you know, guys driving a BMW Mini that are wearing a bowler hat and look like they might be a member of the English Parliament, you know, what do we do to that with the illegal English immigrant? Do we throw them out?
They're not going to stop those guys.
Exactly, you know, and that's the point.
The problem is that, you know, these people come over here to work.
Of course they do.
99% of them are not criminals. They don't do anything wrong, but they want to work, and they send money home to their families.
Right.
And if that money flow, which is already tightening up, if that money flow comes to a cease, you're going to have even more problems of what you see on the border. It's just going to continue to expand. These people are dependent on our economy.
Let me ask you, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'd rather not say. I own a business.
Okay, so you own a business. Is it a good business?
Yeah.
All right. If you were to, now you own your business. Let's say you're an executive, in a middle management position, in a Fortune 500 company. Let's say you work for, Goldman Sachs.
Right.
For example. And you're applying for an upper middle management position at Goldman Sachs.
Right.
And you, what are the odds, the chances that you are going to lose your job at that upper middle management position to an illegal immigrant in the United States of America?
Very slim.
Exactly.
Very slim.
Now, if you're an American that's pissed off that illegal immigrants are taking your jobs, well then, put on a pair of jeans and a baseball cap and start picking lettuce and wiping the urine off the toilets.
Because they do all the jobs that people who in this country are so spoiled,
right,
and they think that they're entitled to a $20 an hour job when they've never done nothing in their life.
Well, yeah.
These people work hard, and I don't agree with the new law. And you know what the Supreme Court should do? Is the Supreme Court should look over every law that's voted on into law before it gets to be passed, instead of doing it afterwards when somebody appeals or sues, or we do it so ass backwards.
Sure, and I wouldn't disagree with you. And again, I think we both agree that, you know, illegal immigration at least has to be monitored and somehow regulated and at least keep an eye on, so that we don't end up with, 12 or 13 Saudis coming in through, you know, Maine, an airport in Maine, and then driving and flying planes into the World Trade Center. I get that. I understand why we should monitor immigration. I think we're a little bit out of line when we have a senator, a U.S. senator, who says that because of the inaction of this law, our neighborhoods are going to be safer. What an asinine comment for an elected official to say. Basically, if you're an illegal immigrant, you're contributing to crime and the breakdown of the safety in our neighborhoods. Well, how ignorant is that? That's just stupid.
It is. And, you know, what they ought to do is they ought to arrest that guy first. You know, they ought to take him over and put him in a jail in Mexico.
Well,
see,
you know,
see how many rights he has over there.
For $65, you can get out of anything in Mexico, and you know it. For $65, 65 American.
Hey, you have a good day. Thanks.
I appreciate it, man. You have a good afternoon.
Bye.
There you go. You know what? I wish that there was an easy solution to that. I wish that we, you know, I want to make this a little bit lighter because it does come across as being so negative. But how do we win? What's the solution? Again, 460,000 illegal immigrants in Arizona. 460,000 in a state full of 6 million people. It's like 1 in 12, 1 in 13. Yeah. If you have a baker's dozen in Arizona, one of them does not belong, allegedly. Everybody belongs, man. Let them in. Let them in. And on the other hand, sign the book. You know, I mean, this freedom isn't free, comes with responsibility. Do your part. Russell Pierce has just made a huge mistake in that situation. But you know what? For every, and this goes back to a phone call that I got a little bit earlier. I believe, is Michael in Palm Desert still on hold? Can we take him up on K-News? We won't get him out of the way before I get into another section. Michael, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Michael. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you hold, but before I get on to this abuse of police, a police authority story that I wanted to get to, I want to let you make your point.
Well, interesting to, I mean, when you say about the police and their authority, they're not doing it by choice now.
Exactly.
Now it's a mandate.
Exactly.
But here's the, actually the reason I called, and by the way, just a quick note, I think you're doing a fabulous job filling in today.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you.
But I think Arizona is going to go down in history, and it may not be as much famous as infamous, but if you recall Eastern European countries during the Cold War, if you wanted to travel through one of those countries, you had to have what they called papers.
Right.
And now Arizona, forgive me, I might be going off out on a limb here, but
no, you're right.
Arizona has now become the very first communist state in the United States of America.
Yeah, there's an argument to be made.
You don't have a reason necessarily to pull people over, mm-hmm. or a reason to just question somebody. What are they going to have, checkpoints at their borders going from Arizona to Texas,
right.
or from California to Arizona? Do you have to stop and show your papers in Arizona now?
Well, I got to be honest with you. Arizona hasn't been historically, you know, the most progressive state in the United States. Remember,
yeah,
they're
exactly.
the
last. Yeah, they were
one
the
of
last
the last
ones to
yeah.
enact Martin Luther King Day.
Exactly. I mean, that's. I mean, we talk about racism in South Carolina or in Tennessee or in Mississippi.
Rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah. Well, no. Don't get me wrong. Racism exists. If this country has never been more divided than it is now, you have to look at the Tea Party movement right now just to see that. But
well, let's watch Barack Obama go in to do some campaigning for the progressives
yeah.
In Arizona. And so is his first question going to be, do you have your papers?
Yeah, I think it's a scary thing, you know, when we start. And that's what that law says. And that's what one of the things that I think is being overlooked is that law says now that government, police officials in the state of Arizona, if they have reason to suspect, and that is such an open subjective term, reason to suspect that you're not supposed to be here. They can ask you about that. They
well,
no longer.
And a reason to suspect could be, it could be, what, let's say you've got a cop and doing his job. And by the way, I'm not knocking the cops whatsoever, like I said.
Me neither.
It's now their job.
Right.
To do this. So,
and
so you cannot knock the cops for doing their job.
The
but
Gestapo.
Job, now, let's say that they're someplace and they're ordering a burger and they hear somebody behind them.
With an accent.
And they just don't happen to understand that, and they turn around and ask that person for their papers. Yeah, watch it be a Dominican Republic professional baseball player that plays for the Mets that's
mm-hmm.
just in town.
Mm-hmm. And that has happened before. There have been, instances. I'll give you an example. I think it was, I don't want to say it was it Antoine Walker? He used to play for the Boston Celtics. I forget who it was who got pulled over in a little suburban town in Massachusetts and pulled out of the car at gunpoint and dropped on the ground because he was pulled over for driving while black in a predominantly white suburban. That's really what it was. That's what it was. You know, and exactly if we have a right, if Arizona, and let's take this out of Arizona, let's put it up into New York City or Philadelphia. And let's say the state of Pennsylvania enacts that law and says, you know what, we have reason to believe to pull people over for suspicion. If we pull over a truckload of Mexican Americans or Mexicans or Latinos, whatever term you want to apply, brown people, if you want to, people that aren't like us, if we want to pull that truckload over and question them all for their papers, imagine then we should pull over carloads of black citizens in our inner city just to make sure that they're not, you know, Nigerian expatriates who are trying to overthrow our government.
Well, remember when the wall came down, there was West and there was East Germany.
Right.
And I think right now you could equate Arizona, it might as well be the new West Germany.
Well, no, West Germany was free.
Exactly. It was supposed to be free.
Right.
But if you wanted to travel across the border, now you had to show your papers.
Right. No.
And you could be prosecuted for not having the right stuff. Well, so I'll take that back. I was saying West Germany because we're so far west. Yeah. It's the new communist state in the United States, and I think my opinion is that the state of Arizona should be a little embarrassed. And I also know people in Arizona, wonderful people,
sure.
who completely disagree with this passing and are tired of answering the questions, hey, why have you guys gone communist?
No, and you know, and thank you for the call. It also opens up another thing, and this is something that we mentioned a couple of times with marijuana legalization and some of the other states' rights versus federal rights. What this does is it sets another example of a state who are trying to establish themselves independent of the United States, federal laws, and it's creating yet another. We can add Arizona to the list of disgruntled states in the United States of America. And when it comes, and it will come, there is another secession coming. A civil war is coming in the United States of America. Make no mistake about it. Look at Europe. It used to be three or four countries. Now how many countries are there over in Europe? It's coming in the United States, and Arizona, just another, we're going to add them to the list of places that are making it very embarrassing to be an American in 2010. It's K-News Radio, although who's to say who's American anymore? Going to have to see your papers. K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Deserts News Talk Superstation. Just a little bit over 7 minutes until the kickoff of the weekend, 4:52, K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, online at knewsradio.com. The Deserts News Talk Superstation, Paul Marshall, in for a little bit over another hour or so. Then the weekend officially begins for me. I appreciate everybody's participation this afternoon. Talking a little bit about the new law in Arizona. You've been hearing it on CBS News updates at the top of the hour. And we've been sort of following it because it's a big national story now. The state of Arizona deciding that it is illegal to be an illegal in Arizona. Duh! Did we really need a proclamation for this? Now, apparently, what it does is it requires the police to question you if they suspect that you might not be an American citizen. And this opens a big door for profiling. I'm not saying that that's the case. Most cops, 99% of police officers, are responsible, great police officers, and do a great job and keep our community safe. But there's always going to be a couple that abuse power. That happens once in a while. Matter of fact, and I'm not saying it's an abuse of power, and I'm not saying it's in any way related, but you might have noticed a lot of motorcycles ripping through town. Laughlin is happening this weekend. And do yourself a favor. Hang up the phone. Hang up and drive, please. Keep an eye out. I know a lot of these motorcycles are loud, and I know what they're doing, and I know you're going to see a lot of scary, big, scary men. Some of them, most of them, are law-abiding citizens as well. So there you go. I'm just saying. There's going to be a DUI checkpoint Saturday night in Coachella from 7 to 2 a.m., 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Coincidence? I think not. So, yeah, this thing in Arizona raises a valid question, and what that question is where do the police, I mean, what rights do you have? Is it an invasion of your civil rights? Dave and La Quinta, let's try and get to the bottom of this. You got it? Dave?
Yeah, welcome. Hi, this is John from Bermuda Dunes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you John and Bermuda Dunes then first. I had my names are wrong. I apologize. Either that, yeah, or you've gone through a change, Dave.
Yeah, hopefully not too much. But basically, you're kind of jumping to a conclusion there. You know, if they pull somebody over who's doing something wrong without that law, they wouldn't even be able to ask them. You know, they wouldn't be able to do anything until you outlaw, you know, until you make some sort of penalty for being an illegal alien there. They really couldn't do anything.
So, no, it's already a penalty.
They're going to just pull anybody over just to ask them. But, you know, they've had 64 failure to pull over basically car chases, 64 of them in 31 days in one county there, you know. So they have a big problem there. Maybe we don't have here. I don't see any car chases here, but they have lots of them there.
I'm not saying that it's not a problem. What I'm saying is that this new law requires, this is not a probable cause. And then in addition to what this says is that if we have a reason to suspect if we think you're not from here, we have a reason to ask you about that. That is a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Well, because there's the same laws all over all kinds of different things. They don't enforce. They only enforce what's necessary when it's necessary.
No.
Most cops, they don't just go around pulling everybody over.
This law says that they can. This law says that if you suspect somebody is not from the United States of America as a police officer, it is now part of your job requirement, if you suspect they're not from here, to start asking about documentation. You know, in the United States, and this goes back to a phone call that we got from a guy who claimed to have been an ex-peace officer, he says he has the right to engage the public in front of, you know, we talked about the scenario of four cholos in front of 7-Eleven in Indio. And a cop can go up and he can engage them. You know, those four cholos can tell the cop to piss off.
Yeah.
If a cop comes up and asks you for your ID for no good reason, just stops you walking down the street, you are under no legal obligation to show him ID.
The probable cause thing can be just anything that the cop decides.
Exactly. And that's the thing. That's the danger here, because when you've got a U.S. senator saying things like, we will have less crime, we will have safer neighborhoods based on this law, where is the correlation there? Because you're an illegal immigrant, you're committing crimes? And no, don't get me wrong, just the fact that you're an illegal immigrant makes you a criminal.
Well, I'm from L.A., and I've got kind of a different perspective. For one thing, there were a lot of people. I don't know if it's just what the news would cover, but there's certain areas which would be, you know, like Canoga Park, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, you don't want to walk around, you don't want to ride your bicycle through Canoga Park on a weekend.
Crenshaw.
A lot of people got killed, hit and killed by hit and run drivers, that, and some of them, you know, a lot of them were illegal aliens that,
sure,
with no insurance, no driver's license, were driving a crappy old car.
Yep.
That, you know, and they were hitting people and killing people.
American,
you know,
citizens drive and crappy cars too.
And if I hit and kill somebody, sure, I'm going to go to jail and I've got to live with it for the rest of my life. A lot of those guys, they just head back down across the border and you know, hang out for a while before they come back.
Exactly. I'm not saying I have the solution, but what I'm saying is what's being proposed now runs the risk of being abused.
Well, they've got to do something because the federal government's not doing what they should be doing. They're doing everything else except what their real job is. You know, and then also you said that the Tea Parties are racist. How do you come up with that?
No. The entire Tea Party movement is veiled racism, just as the birther movement is. You know, if we had a white president, there would not be the outrage that there is in the United States of America. And to ignore that fact is to be ignorant.
Well, I don't know. I was pretty outraged about George W. Bush, and he's pretty white. And I'm way more outraged about what Obama's doing. He's twice as bad.
Were you organizing parties, and were you doing Taking Back America rallies all around the United States of America when that happened?
No, we weren't. Yeah,
actually,
I was out there complaining about Bush, what Bush was doing. He did the Patriot Act thing, and you know what? Obama signed it in to be permanent.
And
so, you know, you can't say that either one of them. Those two are both. One's just worse than the other. One's spinning us into oblivion, and the other one just spin us halfway to oblivion.
And I'm sure that's a story for another time, and I wouldn't disagree. The spending thing, I don't have a problem with. I get that. The skin pigment of the commander-in-chief is the primary reason for discord amongst a good amount of Americans.
You need to go down and hang out at a tea party one of these days.
You know what? I would rather not. I know I have my own opinions. I can think for myself. I don't need to join a mob mentality when that happens. I appreciate the phone call, though. CBS News up next. You're listening to KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation.